I've seen them, I've never seen it in the original form, like I say. But when I was in the service, I've seen you dudes shooting up. When they said they were using smack, so I had to take their word for it.
Yeah, you have to, that's true.
And we got a couple of them that's, well, I was, like I said, I don't know the difference between, I just know the name when they tell me they're using it. A couple dudes say you're on speed or acid or something like that.
Well, do you know, all right, well, tell me what you think acid does.
Well, acid is supposed to make them speed.
All right, well, what does that mean?
Well, speed, it means, like, I got a friend named Carl. Alright, he go get him, he calls a tab of acid whenever he want to stay up. You know, he ain't ready to go to sleep or something like that. He'll take him a tab of acid and he'll go and do what he got to do and he'll be up most of the night.
Speed the same way.
Yeah, trip. Like say one night he got in too deep and he was coming down, you know what a rehabilitation center?
No, I don't know.
Well, he was coming down the street, Pleasant Avenue, and in Chester's undershirt. He had flipped out.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
He went on that jumped in the fountain in front of the rehabilitation center.
Well, that's a good place to be, I guess.
I guess
coming
so.
Down. Did anybody catch him?
Oh, yeah, they called him, took him downtown, too.
Oh, that's too bad.
Right, but he got let out, though.
He got let out?
Yeah.
Because he didn't have anything on him, right? And they can't bust you for what you have inside.
Well, they thought he was crazy. That's what they got him for. They ain't getting him for being high. After they called him and they took him to the hospital and stuff like that, they found out what was wrong with him.
All right, how about cocaine?
Have you heard of that? Yeah, I've heard of it. Like, we had a dude busted that was supposed to have been dealing it. I don't know anybody using nothing like that.
Do you know what its effects are, what it does?
No.
Okay. What else is there? How about downers?
Sleeping
pills. Yeah, they got
those. Well, dudes take them, but they don't like them, you know? A lot of them take them, they say they just dope you up.
Yeah.
It make them afraid. Like saying, a friend of mine took about 22 aspirin.
Ew.
And they were scared to go to sleep. They almost put them to sleep, you know. But they were afraid.
Did
you
kill himself?
No. See what they'll do.
You didn't do anything but terrorist.
I had a pain in my tooth, and I took four of them.
Did that help?
Yeah, it helped. I forgot about the pain.
Yeah.
I thought about going to sleep and dying.
Oh, no, you wouldn't die before aspirin.
Oh, it showed me that way, though. Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you call somebody who sells drugs? You said dealer.
Yeah. Well, like saying, you call him a dealer, that's the primary name for it. But now, like, if you go to a dealer and he ain't got nothing, you ask him, say, where the hell happened that? You know, and he'll tell you, like Joe doing it. Like say, he might not call him a dealer. He'll just say he's doing it or somebody doing it.
Doing it.
Yeah. Or he got it. Or he got all the happening or something.
Have you heard the word pusher?
Yeah, pusher. Same thing, but down here too, but they don't call him pusher because, you know, like saying, you got some dudes that'll deal a little grass, and then you got some dudes that'll deal a little drug, hard drug, and then you got some dudes that'll deal both. Those would be the pushers, but see, like myself and my friend, we don't too much come in contact with those kind of dogs.
To you, does the word pusher have kind of a bad sound to it and dealer is good? Or is there any difference at all in the feeling that those two words give?
Well, like say, I think that a pusher's getting off into it. You know, like say, a dealer, he got something like a little side action, like saying he working and on his spare time, he sell a little reefer.
Right.
Like say, and a dealer can also run a hot house, like say, alcohol, and like that.
A hot house?
Yeah.
That's
a hit house. That way you go, when the state's throwing the clothes on a holiday or something like that, you go off and you buy your liquor and stuff like that, reefer, things like that.
Yeah, because those state stores, don't they close at 6 o'clock?
Yeah,
oh, that's
except
terrible.
For I think it's Friday night, they close at 9.
Oh.
And the store stops selling alcohol after 9. But a lot of them don't.
Okay, yeah.